It's KBIA Thinking Out Loud and the Thinking Out Loud podcast. Bike, Walk, and Wheel Week is an annual event here in Columbia. It was started more than 20 years ago by our old friend, Mayor Darwin Hindman. It is now run by an organization known as Local Motion. And we have Michaela Marshall Dungy with us to tell us all about Bike, Walk, and Wheel Week. Welcome.
Hey, Darren. It's good to be here.
Fantastic. I want to hear about Bike, Walk, and Wheel Week, and we're going to go through some of the events that's going on. But first of all, kind of tell us just a quick and dirty description of what Local Motion is all about, because it's not just this week. You're there all year long.
It's true. We are around all year long. Local Motion is a grassroots transportation advocacy organization. So we work to make it easier, safer, more accessible for folks to bike, walk, ride the bus around town. So Bike, Walk, and Wheel Week is really just our fun way of getting folks out in the community. But like you said, we are here all year round just doing more work behind the scenes.
This started, as I mentioned, with Mayor Hindman, who was very active in promoting this stuff. And so I think in a lot of ways, Columbia is a bit ahead of the curve, so to speak, as far as these activities. But there's still a lot that can be done. And one of the things is promoting the idea of doing this, right, all year long.
Exactly, yes. It's definitely something that a lot of us in the office are fairly passionate about and can get a little geeked out about. But
and tell me why, because aside from just the fact that it's good for the soul to get out and walk or ride your bike around in nature, there's also some real solid science that says we've got a better and safer community if more people are doing something other than driving a car around.
Exactly. So I definitely can't speak for everyone, but for myself, I have really come to enjoy bike commuting because it does give me a really nice buffer in my day of that time, you know, getting to work and getting home or even running an errand or something during the day. It's nice to do that outside and have a little bit of that mental break. But as you said, in terms of safety, that's definitely something that we have looked at and lots of other organizations have looked at, especially when it comes to Vision Zero and reducing, you know, fatalities and serious injuries in car crashes or pedestrian-related crashes.
Right. We're going to let you know if you want to find out more about the organization writ large. It's called Local Motion, and their website is Lomo, as in Local Motion, lomocomo.org, and there's information there about all of the events that they do, a lot of information about why it's a good idea to ride your bike or walk or run rather than driving the car around. And one of the big events they do over the course of the year is Bike, Walk, and Wheel Week, which is coming right up. And just first of all, tell me a little bit about the whole purpose of Bike, Walk, and Wheel Week.
Yes. So it really started, as you mentioned, with Darwin Hindman back in 2002. And it really became an effort to show people that it's a little bit easier than you would think to get out and walk to work or bike to work or even ride the bus to work or walk your kid to school, whatever it may look like, but that it can be more accessible than you might think to do those things.
And this is a time of year when you kind of want to highlight that.
Yes.
And so it's perfect. Hopefully we'll have really nice weather. We talk about Bike, Walk, and Wheel Week. It is a whole week of events. Let's kind of run through just the full schedule and talk about what's going to be going on. You're starting on Sunday.
Yes, we start on Sunday with a Mother's Day family fun ride. That's going to be out at Stevens Lake Park at the Gordon Shelter there. Mm-hmm. We'll have two different ride options, and certainly you can also walk with us around the park. But definitely fun and easy for the whole family, for little kids, kids of all ages, parents. And then afterwards, we're going to be grilling some food for folks to have.
Cool.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's another good thing to do outside. I love it. And remind me again the time on that for Sunday.
Yes.
And where it's going to be.
The time is Sunday the 14th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Gordon Shelter at Stevens Lake Park.
Oh, okay. Beautiful
yes.
area there. They've got trails all over the place.
Absolutely.
And you get to see one of the really great urban parks here in Columbia. The next day on Monday, happy hour. That
yes.
sounds like fun. I'm all for that.
So Hinkson Happy Hour is definitely one of our favorite events. That's going to be on Monday, May 15th from 4 to 6 p.m. And we're actually partnering with two other nonprofits in town for this event. One is Como Trail Association. They're a really awesome organization that's been doing a lot of trail work around town. And the other is Greenbelt Land Trust of Mid-Missouri. They actually own some of the land around the Cape and Hinkson area that we'll be walking on and have been super generous in letting us use that. But so we will all be out there. There will be a guided walk along one of the trails as well as beer samples.
Ooh, fantastic. So that's where the happy hour comes in.
Yes.
On Tuesday the 16th is the wheelchair and bike wash. And I want to mention, because we did the memorial service for him just a couple of weeks ago, my dear old friend Chuck Graham, when he first ran for office here in mid-Missouri, God, it's been 20 years ago at least, we're going from door to door, and he was a wheelchair user, and man, that thing just got beat all to heck and was filthy. So you're doing a bicycle and wheelchair
yes.
wash on Tuesday.
Yes, definitely needed, I think, for everyone. That's going to be the 16th from 5:30 to 8 at Cafe Berlin. They are actually going to have their bar open as well, so you can come hang out and have a drink while we wash your bike or your chair. And that's totally free. We will be taking donations, but we can do all of the dirty work, and you can just sit back and have a nice cold beverage.
Again, the website, and you can just go to their main website, is lomocomo.org, and you can click on Bike Walk and Wheel Week there. We're talking with Michaela Marshall Dungey. She is with Local Motion. We are talking about Bike Walk and Wheel Week. And coming up on Wednesday, which is the 17th, Bikes and Brews. So this is going to be a lot of fun, it sounds like.
Yes, I think this is one of our biggest events of the year, definitely one of the fan favorites for sure. So that's going to be Wednesday the 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's really kind of what it sounds like. You will get a variety of beer samples around downtown at different stops. That's included in your ticket, as well as some appetizers and like local food during that tour as well.
Fantastic. That sounds like a lot of fun. Some of the things that go with this, the Mother's Day event, the bike wash, the breakfast stations that we'll talk about in a few moments. These are old traditions. These are things that have gone with Bike Walk and Wheel Week for years. But on Thursday, you're doing something new I want to hear about.
Yes, we are doing something new Thursday. So this is, again, in partnership with the Como Trail Association. And we're going to be doing a Rhett's Run Trail Tour. That's out at Cosmo Park at Rhett's Run, kind of near the skate park, if you know where that's
yeah,
at.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So we'll be out there from around 6 to 8 p.m. Thursday night. And Como Trail Association has been doing a lot of really awesome trail work and development, particularly on Rhett's Run in the Cosmo Park area. And so they're going to be giving a guided tour of that trail, especially because if you've been out there, it can be a little tricky to navigate and just
yes.
know the right turns and everything to make.
I have never gotten lost walking on that trail, but I could see very, very easily how
yes.
one could. And all of a sudden you're going, where am I again? So,
exactly.
Because that's a large enough park. And the trail, some of it you're walking along by the picnic areas and very identifiable sites, and some of it you're kind of out amongst trees and grass, and you go, wow, this is really beautiful, and you're just kind of walking along enjoying the day, and the next thing you know, you're seeing a big sign that says, welcome to Iowa. So it's good that people are being a little bit careful about that. Bike walk and wheel week, and then the final day, Friday, is one that I know you guys have been doing for a very long time, and I'm sure is incredibly popular. Everybody loves a good breakfast. Breakfast stations.
Breakfast Station Day is, as you said, definitely one of our most popular days. We have a pretty dedicated group of folks that even will hit up every single breakfast station stop in the morning. So it's going to be from 7 to 9 a.m. that Friday morning. If you bike, walk, or ride the bus to any one of the stations, mostly within around 3 miles of downtown, you will get a free breakfast. And we have a lot of tasty treats at the stations. So a good variety if you are one of those folks that wants to visit everyone.
I want to finally give you an opportunity to give a little bit of love to the volunteers, because this is not some. How big is the staff for Local Motion? How many people do you actually have on the payroll there?
We have 6 people that work for Local Motion.
This is not a 6-person operation.
No, it is not. It is not. We definitely have a lot of really dedicated board members that are super generous with their time and help us out for all of the events, as well as quite a bit of volunteer power of people that either just really enjoy this week or really like hanging out with us. So we're really grateful that they want to spend their time with us.
And again, if this sounds like something you'd be interested in, the whole schedule for Bike Walk and Wheel Week is on their website. It is lomocomo.org, but they're doing stuff all year long. And if you hit that website, you can find out how to get plugged in with that. We've been talking with Michaela Marshall Dungy. She is with the Bike Walk and Wheel Week and with Local Motion of Columbia. It's really been fun talking to you.
Thanks, Darren.
All right. That's perfect. And cool. We have just that little pause there that will give me